Before we start, the world as you know it is gone. The only thing left is Apple. With the new iGun, everyone is gone, consumed by the iGun. With the best killing experience since the Samsung Galaxy Note 7. Buy the iGun or you will be iGone.
Actually, I'm pretty sure Androids are better than iPhones.
Quiet! The iGun, starting at $2,000. Buy online or install now. TNT Supply.
Not sponsored.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jamie. Today we'll be talking about how smartphones are taking over the world. Oh, how mobile communications have been changing the world. In the last 30 years, mobile phones have changed the world, getting faster and more efficient each year. But since the release of the iPhone in 2007, we have practically seen a whole new era of technology, the smartphone. But in a world where more people own a phone than a toilet, we have to ask ourselves, what are all these phones doing, and are they making a difference? To help with this case, we have brought in expert in the field, Ezekiel Chu. He is an Android enthusiast, a statistical genius, and has a hobby for model trains. How are you doing today, Ezekiel?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good. What do you have to say about the topic of mobile communications, especially smartphones, and how they have been changing the world?
Smartphones have made a great impact on our society, especially within the last 10 years, where we have seen a lot of innovation from many great companies. But there's also some bad examples of how mobile communications have changed the world, and which I will touch base on a bit later.
There are more than 5 billion smartphone users worldwide, am I right?
Yes, there are about 5 billion users and 2.5 billion apps, and counting across the different platforms. But the reality is that all of these users take their phone for granted, not actually understanding what their sole purpose is. These phones have become more than just a device in our pockets, but a mobile extension of ourselves.
Yeah, I agree. And smartphones can do things like making spending and saving money easier. For me, it's definitely spending. Smartphones can also make healthcare easier, and in general, connect the world 24/7, every day of the year.
One major aspect of smartphones is in jobs. Now you can be more flexible around where you can be. For example, you could be staying at home or overseas and still be doing all the work that you would be doing otherwise in an office. This is a great feature of mobile communications, and many businesses are taking advantage of this by using less office buildings, meaning less money needing to be spent.
Alright, thank you very much on your input on the good things about mobile communications. Do you have much to say on the bad things? I know there are many car-related incidents where either the driver or the pedestrian is looking at their mobile phone. Do you know anything more about this, Ezekiel?
Yes, I do. There has been a major increase in roadside deaths in the last few years. In the US, there are 1.6 million deaths related to mobile phones on the road each year. Interestingly enough, texting whilst driving is 6 times more likely to get you in an accident than driving whilst drunk.
Yay, let's go hit the pubs.
What?
No, that's a horrible idea.
Okay.
The worst thing about this is that even though so many teenagers are killed while texting whilst driving, they still do it, and the excuse is, I've seen my parents do it. Parents are supposed to be setting a good example, not a bad one.
Mobile communications have also been a main cause for depression. Because mobile phones put yourself into your own fantasy world, it means that you won't do very well when it comes to the real world and socializing with real people.
How about socializing online?
Well, not so fast. A lot of research has shown that you can't really learn how to socialize when you are looking through Instagram or responding to the comments from your Twitter posts. This is all just part of the virtual world that you live in. Where the real skill is needed is when you are verbally talking to someone.
So this means that when confronted with the real world, the expectations of it are lowered magnificently, leading to things like suicide and many more very bad things.
Yes, that is correct. Anyway, this concludes our podcast on mobile communication. On behalf of the whole team at The Podcast, thank you and enjoy the rest of your day. Big thank you to our guest speaker, Ezekiel Chu, and our main sponsor, Apple, with their new and improved iGun.